Chapter 3 A Short Rest. They didn't sing or tell stories that day, even though the weather improved, nor the next day, nor the day after. They'd begun to feel that danger was not far away on either side. They camped under the stars, and their horses had more to eat than they had, for there was plenty of grass, but there was not much in their bags, even with what they had got from the trolls. One morning they forded a river at a wide, shallow place full of the noise of stones and foam. The far bank was steep and slippery. When they got to the top of it, leading their ponies, they saw that the great mountains had marched down very near to them. Already they seemed only a day's easy journey from the feet of the nearest. Dark and drear it looked, though there were patches of sunlight on its brown sides, and behind its shoulders the tips of snow peaks gleamed. "Is that the mountain?" asked Bilbo in a solemn voice, looking at it with round eyes. He'd never seen a thing that looked so big before.
"Of course not," said Balin. "That's only the beginning of the Misty Mountains, and we've got to get through or over or under those somehow before we can come into Wilderland beyond. And it's a deal of a way even from the other side of them to the lonely mountain in the east where Smaug lies on our treasures."
"Oh," said Bilbo, and just at that moment he felt more tired than he ever remembered feeling before. He was thinking once again of his comfortable chair before the fire, in his favourite sitting room, in his hobbit hole, and of the kettle singing. Not for the last time. Now Gandalf led the way.
"We must not miss the road, or we shall be done for," he said. "We need food, for one thing, and rest in reasonable safety. Also, it's very necessary to tackle the Misty Mountains by the proper path, or else you'll get lost in them, and have to come back and start at the beginning again, if you ever get back at all."
They asked him where he was making for, and he answered,
"You are come to the very edge of the wild, as some of you may know. Hidden somewhere ahead of us is the fair valley of Rivendell, where Elrond lives in the last homely house. I sent a message by my friends, and we're expected."
That sounded nice and comforting. But they had not got there yet, and it was not so easy as it sounds to find the last homely house west of the mountains. There seemed to be no trees and no valleys and no hills to break the ground in front of them, only one vast slope going slowly up and up to meet the feet of the nearest mountain.